This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And a good Saturday morning to you. And if you haven't gone outside yet, check out that big February full moon. We call that one the snow moon. I guess that's appropriate in some parts of the world, but not here. Well, after 50 years, the United States space flight has successfully revisited the one and only moon. Congratulations. Well, it looks like we got a beautiful Gulf Coast weekend weather-wise ahead. The waters and the air temps are both warming up. That should improve both the fresh, salt, and offshore fishing action. It's time to get on the water, head into the what is now starting to green up woods for the final days of rabbit and squirrel season. And we've only 5 weeks away till the youth weekend. Are you getting ready for turkey season? And we want to wish good luck to the participants listening in this morning down at Troops and Tusk Feral Hog Tournament. That's going to be held right now as the final days of it. You might remember hearing the tournament director, Derek Poore, with us last week talking about this event that helps veterans, and it also helps to control the explosive wild hog population we're experiencing and mitigate some of that tremendous amount of damage that they do. And by the way, coming up in a few weeks, you'll get to watch a Bayou Wild TV Tigers in the Wild episode featuring our two LSU linebacker twins, West and Whit Weeks. They went out there with Captain White Bean and Derek and did some hog hunting on their own. I talked with them this week. They had a fantastic time and some very wild and interesting footage you'll get to see on Bayou Wild TV. Well, if you had a chance to fish this week, where'd you go? What'd you catch and how'd you catch them? We'll work your reports in with our professional field staff so you can text your reports, any comments and questions to 504-260-1870. And we have a story of a Louisiana wildlife enforcement agent who is in need of your help. You're going to hear Agent Rich Heinold's story and how you can join in to give he and his family a hand up in his time of need. And last week, a very long-time listener, had to be, posed a question about how my life might have changed had I followed a dream I once talked about on this program. And this morning, as promised, I'm going to explain what he or she was talking about. And this show is going to be hitting the road in March. Invite you to come on out and say hello and hang out with us at several events where I'll be broadcasting and or making appearances. I'll run down the list of those coming up shortly. All right, your coastal marine forecast. If you're going offshore today, north and northwest winds as that front finally pushes through. 10 knots, 2 to 3 foot seas. They'll be turning around and becoming easterly and southeasterly by tomorrow, lightening up to 5 to 10 with a 1 to 2 foot sea. On the inside interior lakes and bays, you can expect to start off with a west wind at 5 to 10, becoming southeasterly later in the day and into tomorrow. There'll be a light chop with a 5 to 15 speed. Now, the fog Monday, if you're going out Monday, be aware they forecast a little bit of fog. Temperature-wise, I would call it delightful for Louisiana. High temperatures will be in the low 70s, and the low temperatures will be down in the low to mid 40s. You got an average tide range of 0.9. Mississippi River is holding steady, but up to 9.3. And talking about those waters warming up, Lake Pontchartrain was at 62 degrees. The Gulf is at 63. It's climbing, getting warmer, and stimulating some fishing activity. We'll talk to our field reporters about that, and also we'll talk to you if you'd like to shoot us a text. It's 504-260-1870. You are tuned to the Saturday Morning Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, let's talk to what's got to be a little happier, Robbie Campbell, than last weekend when the weather was a little bit difficult. Looking a whole lot better, but it's still February. Robbie, what's been going on down there? I know the wind's been a problem, but looks like that might be slowing down a little bit this weekend.
Well, you know, Don, we went from southwest winds to northwest winds.
Yeah.
But, you know, even though that we had southwest winds earlier in the week, they still put some fish in the box. I mean, it wasn't too bad. I thought it was going to be a lot worse, but, you know, we had some people out this past week. You know, weather was nice, and they went and fished up on the lake shore, up on the west shoreline of the lake, going toward Proctor's Point up that way, and they caught a few fish up that way, up in Mr. Go Too over here where the Great Wall of St. Bernard starts. Caught some fish in the channel there. You know, when you can get out, they've been, you know, this is the time of the year where, you know, people like to go out there and do these sheephead runs and go out there and catch those sheephead and bull reds and stuff, you know. You know, we get a lot of people that come in from the Midwest and, you know, I guess they snowbirding or whatever they're doing, and they come down here and they charter a boat, and they're not really looking to take fish back home, Don. They just want to go catch something to tug on the line. And, you know, the bull reds out there by the Long Rocks and down by these oil rigs and, you know, out in the Sound. So there's a couple things happening around here. But catching some big old freshwater catfish up in the Mystico up towards Violet. So, I mean, I think you could still put your mixed box together. Would have mixed in with a few redfish in that also. So, you know, it's February, and we always talk about February being a terrible month, and we just got to get through February. But I think, you know, today here we have a light, like a 2 mile an hour, you know, west wind down here right now. But I still think if you fish today, if you're coming down this way and you want to fish with live shrimp, I would suggest you stop in Chalmette somewhere and pick some up, because we just got just a few left. Our boat was up on dry dock all week, and we're trying to play catch up right now. And you know, Don, how that is. It's this time of the year, it's, you know, might want to go see Mr. David Dixon or Tony Cucci or, you know, one of those guys and pick you up some live shrimp. We only got we might have 1,000 left, and I don't think that's going to, you know, last too long. So if you want some live bait, I suggest you stop and grab some on the way down. So,
all right,
but other than that, yeah, right, absolutely. But other than that, I think it's going to be a beautiful day, and we're ready for some people to get out on the water and see if they could put some fish in the box.
Robbie, one thing I wanted to talk to you about, I talked to Jimmy Corley this week. You know, Jimmy's with Waterfowl Specialists, and I've hunted with the guy and I've fished with the guy. I tell you what, he's a real conservationist, and he's really concerned about the environment and the resources. And he has helped sponsoring the cleanup, the bayou cleanup that's going to be down there on March 17th, and they're going to be headquartering it at your marina at 9 a.m., and they're serving fried catfish and jambalaya and tiwis on the bayous involved, and Sea Grant's going to give out some supplies. So hopefully people will take a little bit of time that day. You know, it's not the greatest time to go fish, but it's a good time to go pick up trash and clean up all the stuff that people just throw out in the waters down there.
You know, Don, we've done this program. I think this will be the third year that we're doing this program. And and Jimmy Corley has he's the ringleader of it, all right? He's the head honcho. So he's the one who thought of this and put it on. This is his baby. But I tell you, Don, we've in the past, you know, the first year we picked up 10.5 dump trucks of the parish trucks. I mean, these big parish trucks of garbage. last year we did around the same thing. I might have been 14 trucks last year, but I know we picked up a bunch of stuff along this bayou here and cleaned up, and it's a fun day to come out and get a little bit dirty, but you know, we got a reward for you at the end. But we do this every year, and Jimmy kind of heads it up, and March 17th it's going to be held right here at our dock. So come on out, and if you want to participate in it, we're not going to charge you for a back down. You just come on down here and put your boat in the water and come on and get your garbage bags and get up on a bank on the other side there. And, you know, Don, we clean this up, and then, one high water, it looks like it was just like it never happened. You know, it's water bottles and, you know, a lot.
An archaeologist would have a field day going through some of the stuff. I'm sure it's pretty interesting, some of the junk that shows up there. You know?
Yeah. And, wood and, man, you name it, we pick it up. So, and, you know, to pick up 10 to 14 trucks, 12, 14 trucks of debris that's across this bayou here and, you know, through Shell Beach and down through Hopedale, That's a lot of stuff to pick up in a day, you know. So, and it goes for a good cause because we just try to clean this place up a little bit.
Yep, and they can contact Jimmy if they just check him out at Waterfowl Specialist, 504-258-4431, and they can volunteer, bring a boat. You don't have to have a boat. I'm sure they can use some help right there around the dock loading and unloading those trucks.
Exactly, and if you don't have a boat, you can come jump in a boat. My boat's going to be available, so we're going to have getting on a boat to go do this is not going to be the problem. We need bodies. We need people here to go out there and actually do it, and bring it and make it happen. So, and like I said, we do this. I think this is going to be the third year that we've put this on, and it's for a good cause, and we're just trying to clean this place up a little bit and keep it nice for people who come down here and want to enjoy it like we do.
Well, you're born and raised on it, you live it, but a lot of people, it's a real treat just to be in the marsh and see the pelicans and the dolphins and the nutria rats and everything that's down there in the marsh. It's a treat, and to go down there and spend a day for a good cause cleaning up the banks of the bayous is a great thing. Robbie, thanks for everything y'all do down there, and thanks for your report. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, Don. Talk to you later, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right, Robbie Campo. Check him out at Campo's Marina. All right, coming back after this, going to get to some of your text messages. 504-260-1870. More fishing reports, the stuff you and I love to talk about every Saturday morning. We do it 5 to 7 a.m. each and every Saturday on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, if you are interested in going to the Troops and Tusk 5th Annual Hog Tournament Award Ceremony, which is going to be held tomorrow, it's going to be at Don's Boat Landing in Erath. So you might want to check that out and take part in seeing what goes on at a wild hog tournament. Also, some raffles and auctions. It's a fundraiser to help the troops and our veterans. So if you want to participate, have at it. Tell Derek Poor hello for me. All right, let me get to the text messages. Let's see. We got the Steel Man. He's heading to the Wrigley's today in search of redfish. His bay boat seems to have gotten some air in the hydraulic steering system, so sorting that out on the agenda as well. Happy hunting. Well, Steel Man, you know what they say about boats. It's always something. All right, we got Wingbone, my buddy over in Wilmer, Alabama, the turkey call wingbone maker. And he's taking a break from making the turkey calls. He is going to, hopefully, he'll come on out to our appearance over there, our broadcast. We're going to be doing at Scott's Marine. That's coming up on Saturday, March the 9th in Alberta, Alabama. Uncle Larry is going to be presenting some of his delicious Ready Set Gumbo products, giving away some free samples. Ed, can if you come out there, and I'm going to be hanging around there till lunchtime, maybe a little later before I got to get out of there, and you can meet Ed and take a look at some of his work, and if you ask him real nicely, and you know, maybe he can fix you up a really good price on making one of those beautiful wingbone calls that he does. And Captain Patrick Garmison, I'll be glad to talk with Patrick again. He's the ugly fishing charter guide that operates there out of the Alabama coast. We'll be checking in with him, and they're going to have all kind of boat specials on trackers and Makos and Tahoes. Got some Sun Tracker pontoon boats and ATVs and side-by-sides if you're looking for those. And also some of those extremely tough grizzly aluminum boats. That's going to be at Scott's Marine, Alberta, Alabama. Come by and tell Lucio and myself and the whole gang over there hello. All right, let's see. Let me get to some more of our texts. We've got good morning from Ohio. I know who this is. The snow moon is appropriate here. It snowed last night, but spring is on the way. Y'all stay all well down there. And we're hearing from Captain Ross L. He's with Cajun Fishing Adventures. He fished a few days this week. They're still limiting out on reds, getting ready to kick in the high gear. Whether it's with them or not, go get you some. And we got Hillbilly Tex. That's a new listener name. I got to put that one down. Add him to the list. He's here in the Smoky Mountains where it's 39 degrees, and he's watching snow on the moon. All right, we have someone asking for kayak reports at the PAC, the Point of Shen. We'll check out with Brendan Bayard a little bit later and get your report there. And we got David Hubble. You know where I'm heading this morning. Yeah, he'll be at the Boucheret. It's up at John Foltz's at White Oak Plantation. You might want to put that on your list. What a great place to go and learn about the historic event called the Boucheret. It's a tradition, time-honored tradition in South Louisiana, and enjoy some really good food. All right, Backstrap Stacker checking in from Alabama. He's going to camp to do some turkey recon. That's what I'll be doing tomorrow. It's just a few long weeks away from the opening of the youth weekend. Y'all have a great day. We're glad to hear the worm is back on the mainland. And here's a boat equals bust out another thousand, B-O-A-T. That's what it stands for. And Don says, please shout out to my friend Anthony down the road on that crab boat. Big Mike, he's on the bass, busting Bayou Liberty. All right, send us a text, 504-260-187. I know fishing reports a little difficult to come by, but, you know, you got a few of them, and share them with our listeners. Tell us where you went, what you found, and how you caught them. All right, this year, you know, the day after I do the Alberta, Alabama broadcast at Scott's Marine, I'm going to be Sunday at the Biloxi Boat Show. I'm going to be there at 2 o'clock for a special reason. I will be drawing one of 2,000 tickets that will have been sold for a beautiful rig. It's a Tidewater Baymax 21-foot boat with a Yamaha 200 sitting on a McLean tandem axle trailer. Somebody's going to be the lucky winner. I'll pull their name at 2 o'clock at the Biloxi Boat Show. This is all sponsored by the Mississippi Coastal Conservation Association. They've been real busy this year. They're building some new habitats throughout the inshore waters. They have released fingerlings into their marshes to try to kick up the speckled trout population. Didn't know they were doing that over there. And they're trying to get as many kids to touch a fishing pole and get them out of the house and away from the cell phones and the iPads. And learn to love the precious resources. Last year, they had 10 Casting for Conservation events, and get this number, they provided over 1,100 fishing poles to kids between 4 and 13. They're looking to exceed that by working with rec departments. So check them out. Be on the lookout over there in Mississippi. The Mississippi Coastal Conservation Association, alive and well. Another appearance I'm going to be making on Friday, March 1st. I'll be at the Louisiana Sportsman Show at the Canes River Center in Baton Rouge. Come see me Friday afternoon. I'm going to be at the Sunshine John Deere exhibit. Hope you'll come out for a great show. That's the Louisiana Sportsman Show on Friday, March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. All right, coming back after this, get back to some more of your text messages. Also tell you about some beautiful fish that were caught recently up at Toledo Bend if you're a bass fisherman. More fishing reports and the stuff you and I just can't get enough of. We talk outdoors when we don't do it. And mostly right here, 5 to 7 a.m. Saturdays on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, one spot I forgot to talk about that I'm going to be in March. Also on March 23rd, we're going to be doing this program live and direct from Marsh and Bayou, their retail store in Mandeville. We'll be doing the show live as a part of their Spring Fling celebration. Lots of super deals. We've done this the last couple of years with them. And if you don't know the Tiblier boys, Chris and the gang, they've also got Marsh and Bayou magazine. Very nice little publication dealing with fishing and hunting. And they've also got a great store with all local merchandise. So come on by and see us. I'll be there starting at 5 a.m. on Saturday the 23rd. So the lineup is this. March 1st, I'll be at the Louisiana Sportsman Show, Baton Rouge. March 9th, I'll be at Scott's Marine, Alberta, Alabama. March 10th, I'll be at the Biloxi Boat Show. And March 23rd, I will be at Marsh and Bayou Retail Store. So lots of chances to come by, and I'd love to meet some of you guys, particularly you regular listeners. All right, now don't forget, too, if you've got some game to be processed, Double D Meat Company, Double D Meat Company, that is, still has their deer contest going on through April the 1st. You bring in some meat from, whether it's venison, an exotic, possibly one of those feral hogs you want to get processed, it will entitle you to a Sportsman's Package raffle ticket. They're giving away a 308 Browning X-Bolt White Gold Medallion, a fine, fine rifle with a Leopold scope and a leather case. It's going to be drawn on April 1st, and we'll tell you who the winner is. All right, we're going to pause 10 seconds for our local stations to identify, and I'm going to come back and tell you about some great fishing going on at Toledo Bend if you're a bass fisherman, and also tell you about the listener that brought up that story about wondering how my life might have changed had I followed a dream. A long-time listener to bring that up. I'll tell you that story right after we let our local stations identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, recently, Toledo Bend has really come on, and every year about this time doing the spawn, there's some big bass caught, but they're really nice fish, four of them that were caught, all double-digit fish. Cliff Grochet of Pier Part, he's a Major League fishing pro. He picked up an 11.06, and he was fishing, actually, in an MLF Bass Pro Tour event. Tyler Vedrine of Lake Charles caught a 10.36 back on February 3rd. That was the big fish in the Fishes of Men event. Brandon Pippen of Broussard, he caught an 11.65 on February 9th. He was fishing in a pontoon boat because the outboard on his bass rig had broken down. You kind of wonder about fate there, you know. Had he caught that same fish, certainly would have been fishing differently out of his bass rig than a pontoon boat. And then Dion Gibson of Orange, Texas, came over here to Louisiana and caught the really big, big girl. 11.81 pound bass. That was on February 11th. That was the 16th fish that qualified for Toledo Bend's Lunker Bass Program for the 2023-2024 season. The way that works, if you catch one that qualifies, they do a free mount for you, and they encourage catch and release. So Toledo Bend, alive and well. All right, on to the story from last week. Last week I had someone text and said, Donna, I often wonder how your life might have changed had you followed the dream of a singing career. And what they were talking about is an April Fool joke on this show. I want to say it was either 1990, maybe 1991. I had been to one of these places where they record your voice and they put backup singers and synthesizers. And believe me, they can make a horrible singer sound decent. And I recorded Wasting Away in Margaritaville, Jimmy Buffett's song. And as an April Fool joke, I brought a copy and played it on the show and told people I had been offered a contract to go to Nashville and become a country singer, and I was quitting the show, and I was going to find my seek my fortune in Nashville. And a lot of people got it because it was April 1st, and they said, oh, we think you're doing great. You sound wonderful. And then I had a lot of other reactions from people who bought into it and said, oh, I'm sorry, you're going. Another one said, you sound terrible. You're never going to make it. I actually had one woman called up in tears and said, you love doing the radio. You can't leave. And anyway, we had an awful lot of fun with it. And for somebody to bring that up today on these shows, that's a real long-time listener. And thanks for bringing it up. In fact, I'm actually writing a memoir, and that's one of the stories that I put into it. I actually found the tape, and maybe one day I'll send that over to Cullen Steele, our producer, and he can put that on. Maybe when we get to April Fool's, and we'll bring that up and let you listen to what that sounded like. All right, let's see if we got some more texts coming in. We got Jeff in Maurepas. He works a lot out of state, but he loves listening to the show every Saturday morning. It brings me home, thanks, and that makes me feel good to know we're accomplishing that. That's part of what we like to do, reach people who are no longer here for whatever reason and kind of bring them back. Here's one says, Don the Traveling Man. Yeah, I'm going to be putting some miles on that Ram pickup this coming March. Wingbone's going to be there. All right, so you come by and see Ed, Wingbone, and guy is a real craftsman. When you see some of the beautiful work he does on constructing these wingbone calls, but they're actually functional. I'm not real good with it, but I can do a little bit of a yelp. And my goal this year turkey hunting is to bag a turkey using the call I got from Wingbone. It's a wingbone call, and I'll take some pictures of that if I'm fortunate enough to do it. All right, we come back after this. We got Kirk Stansel standing by over in Hackberry Rod and Gun. Going to get you a fishing report from the Calcasieu area. It's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And it's time to talk to Captain Kirk Stansel out west, out there near the Hackberry Rod and Gun Club. In fact, he's probably there right now. Captain Kirk, you on duty right now at the lodge?
I am at North Toledo Bend State Park.
Oh, you're in big bass country.
I am. I just heard that, and we're here. You know, every year, Don, the last weekend in February, we've been putting on a bass tournament up here. This is our 37th year. Guy and I put it on, and we have 57 teams fixing to go out this morning and get after them.
Wow. What's been the report you guys are getting? I just read off a bunch of big lunkers that have been caught up there recently.
Right. Most of these people pre-fished yesterday for this tournament. And, of course, we got a little old side bet on that, of course. And the winning fish was like 5-4-0. That was the biggest one. You know, you got over 100 people. And yesterday was a tough bite for most people up there. There were a couple guys that one group had said they boated and released over 40. And another boat about 20. But most people were single digits.
Yeah. Well, compared to what you guys do down south with the speckled trout and the reds, bass is a much more highly skilled, technique-oriented fishery.
Oh, no doubt about it. And,
yeah, it's a much more of a science. Sometimes those reds and trout will take the bait away from you. Unlike bass, you got to hunt those guys down. Well, tell me, what's going on back home at the lodge with this little warm-up? You're not there, but I'm sure you guys have been out there fishing. How's it affecting?
Yeah, some of them have been fishing. They're not. It's been the redfish have been good, been real good. That's no problem catching them. Mostly, you know, at the weirs or at some of the mouths of some of the bayous or canals where it's dumping into the lake. Those are the spots that have been targeting the reds. But the trout have been they've been tough to come by. You know, you catch a good day right now, they're catching 10 to 20 on, you know, for the most. But you know, they're decent fish. These are all 15 to 20 inch trout.
Yeah.
But the trout fishing hadn't been that good.
You know, I was going to ask you, Kirk, we're starting to get into the time, and we're not there yet, where, you know, big trout is going to start showing up, and they've reduced that two fish to over 20 inches. How is that going to affect some of your fishing down there? Are you going to be days when you're going to be limited to two fish because everything you're catching is 20 or over?
Yeah, I tell you, there are going to be some days like that, but it's not many. You're going to be plenty of fish under 20 inches. You know, the way it's been the last few years. Now, if you're going back to the late 90s and early 2000s, you'd have some tough days.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, it's the the trout fishing is going to be good. I mean, everything's lining up to be good. You know, with the big freeze we had, we didn't have a fish kill. And, you know, the water's – we had that one rain about a month and a half ago that got some fresh water in the lake, but it's salted back up by now, and it's good.
Well, your fishery is good enough and versatile enough to where, depending on what your clients want, if they want to catch trophy fish, you can take them and limit them to keeping two and releasing the rest. But if they want meat, heck, you can go bring them to some 30 to 20 inch slot fish and then get 15 a person.
That's right. So, that's exactly right. And we have people that target just trophy fish. That's all they want. I mean, we get a few, they want to catch and release everything. It doesn't matter. You know, but most of the people, you know, they like to bring some fish home.
Well, every time I think of your place, I think of that stringer, that's that mounted stringer that's hanging there in the dining room. Oh, my God. To catch a stringer
trap
like that. Yeah, I don't know if those days will ever come back to be able to put something like that together.
I don't either. But who knows? It might, but that was some special times back then with all those big trout around.
Yes, it was. But you say the reds are strong down there, huh? Because I know a lot of people on the east side are struggling trying to catch enough slot reds.
The slot reds have been good here. That's for about the last 2 or 3 weeks. It's been good. You know, we struggled there for a little while, but it's turned back around.
Well, looking back, waterfowl season's been put to bed now for 2023-2024. How did you rate this year as opposed to years in the past?
You know, I'm going to say it's going to be hard to rate the whole season because up to Christmas, I'd give it a 9 out of 10. After Christmas, I'd give us a 3 out of 10.
Huh. Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I also wanted to alert you, for people that haven't seen Alex Malazzo, the LSU catcher out there hunting and fishing with you guys. We got another, you know, Cade Woods. We kind of downplayed him, but we're going to have a special feature focusing on Cade. So I don't know if you got a chance to watch it, but Chris LeCocq, our editor, did a great job on putting that together.
I did watch it, and it was a really nice show. It really is a good show.
Well, if people want to go back and see it, they can go to our YouTube page, Bayou Wild TV on YouTube, and you can catch out Alex Malazzo. Boy, LSU jumped off to a great start. They took it on the chin yesterday from Stony Brook, but they're like 4-1 or 5-1, so not a bad.
Yeah, they're starting off good. Hopefully, we'll have another one of those years.
Well, try to catch a big one, and next time we talk, I'll find out how you did up there at Toledo Bend on the bass.
All right, sounds good, Todd. Thank you, and great time, great show.
One more thing. If somebody wants to get a hold of you guys and book a trip, either for the slot trout, the slot reds, or trophy trout, tell them how to get you.
Okay, it's toll-free, 888-762-3391. Our website's Hackberry Rod and Gun. You got to spell out and.com.
Got a Facebook page, too?
We Hackberry Rod and Gun. You know, I don't know anything about it, but Buddy does a good job. I put on there.
I've seen it. Tell him he does a good job.
I would certainly do that.
Kirk, have fun. We'll talk to you next time, my friend.
Okay. Thanks, Doc.
There he goes. That's Captain Kirk Stansel of Hackberry Rod and Gun in Toledo Bend, out of his element, catching what we call green trout. Coming back after this, Darryl Carpenter, RealScreamers.com. See if Grand Isle's waking up to some late spring fishing. We'll find that out right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, we've been east to Shell Beach and then west to Hackberry, north to Toledo Bend. Let's bounce back and get down to the central part of the state down south, Grand Isle, and we talked to Captain Darryl Carpenter. Darryl, how's this weather going to affect the fishing down there? It looks like the water temperatures are warming up, and hopefully that wind's going to switch around south and southeast and be light.
Well, Don, we hope so, because the main adversity we had this week was the exceptionally low tides. We had to change some of our trips to pretty much afternoon trips and wait on that incoming tide so we could even get out of the Dadgum Canal. But I'm going to tell you, man, we had some beautiful weather this week, 2 or 3 days of very calm winds. So we rolled the dice. We decided we wasn't going to go into marsh. We stayed close to the coast. And staying on the coast paid off this week. I mean, man, they got some big trout out there. I mean, it's just, you know, they haven't ganged up yet. No real big numbers. But what, out of the two boats we had the other day, I think we had one throwback all day long. Everything else passed that 13-inch without a problem. had a couple of big ones. When I say big ones, I mean, I had, you know, we're fighting a hard, hard incoming tide. It takes an experienced angler to you know, fight against that tide with a big fish. And I had a couple of them that would have been five or better that just, you know, wrestle them in that current. You just pull the hooks out of their mouth. I mean, sitting there waiting with the net and boom, the fish is gone. But I mean, it was really good, man. I mean, the only thing we had difficulty catching, believe it or not, is, you know, we fished live and or market shrimp all day long with the clients, and all day long we only had one sheephead, and we fished a lot of structure. And I don't know if that means that they've moved out to the platforms now, you know, already, or we just had a bad day. Maybe they were all at some convention. But man, if what happened this week is a sign of what's to come, once those fish start ganging up, it is going to be a beautiful trout season.
Well, you were using live and dead shrimp. Were you fishing it on the bottom, or, you know, with a Texas rig, or were you fishing them underneath a popping cork, or a combination?
Well, the majority of the trout came within about an hour and a half time span. That was during that tide switch. When I'm telling you, we had, I mean, between the way the wind worked, you know, it was like the falling tide had a north wind, the rising tide had a south wind. And so it was just hard, hard tide moving all day long. Like I said, the majority of the trout came in that hour and a half or so time span where the tide was slack. And that was mostly under a cork. And then from there, it was either under a cork or tight line and live artificial baits. And then from there, it almost became a necessity that you were fishing Carolina rig on the bottom with some pretty heavy weights just to get it to the bottom.
So you were cruising along the shoreline, or were you out fishing some structure or oyster beds, or exactly what kind of structure were you catching fish on?
No, Don, we looked for any kind of structure we could, that especially once that tide started rolling, so we could try to get on the lee side of it and you know, work that current line. We were fishing everything from oyster beds to rocks around these oil platforms, and when I mean the interior platforms. Oyster beds, rock jetties, I mean, anything, you know, toward the middle of the end of the day, so to speak, we were looking for anything that broke the surface of the water. That way we could find these tide lines and get out of that hard, hard current. But I mean, you know, coming this week, I think we're going to have mostly wind most of this week. But the tides will slack off, so that won't be a problem. But if we can get, you know, we get March out of the way, because, you know, March is famous for what you get. A third of the days, you got calm days. Other than that, the other two-thirds is blowing from somewhere.
Yeah, one way or the other, or both at the same time, on the same day anyway. Yeah, it does make it tough. What are you hearing any offshore reports, people going out catching any grouper or wahoo?
Oh, Don, I've gotten a bunch of reports in the last couple of weeks over to wahoo. Especially with this full moon cycle, the wahoo have gone just totally ballistic. And it's the same story that, you know, that I'm trying to relay with the trout. Is every one of the reports that I've gotten, every one of the pictures I've seen of these folks catching these wahoo, there's no little baby snakes. You know, these are all, I mean, I had one buddy of mine send me a picture. The guy holding the wahoo had to be about 6'2", and he was resting his chin in the daggum tail of the wahoo. They've all been really huge.
Yeah, I love fishing wahoo. You know, they give you that long run. You know, they don't wear you down like a tuna, but, boy, they give you a thrill on that first big long run.
Yes, they do. And I tell you, Don, one of the things that I found really strange this week that I was kind of worried about, I think the monster-sized mosquitoes we have eaten all of the gnats. Because even with day after day of two-mile-an-hour winds, there was no gnats. None.
Oh, beautiful. Don't say it too loud. They'll hear it and descend on you.
Now, Darryl. The mosquitoes, you can shoot them with a shotgun.
Yeah, play skeet. All right, Darryl, somebody wants to get you realscreamers.com. Either way, R-E-A-L or R-E-E-L. Give them the telephone number.
Yeah, they can call 225-937-6288.
And bring your battle armor for the mosquito season.
Oh, we bought a couple of foggers. We're going to take care of that.
Sounds good. Darryl, thanks. Always a pleasure. Catch up with you next time, buddy.
Have a good day, Don.
There he goes, Captain Darryl Carpenter. All right, coming back after the top of the hour break, Mike Gallo, Brendan Bayard, Ryan Lambert, and Lucas Hidalgo will join us. Stay tuned for it on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!